Customers of a meal subscription service, HelloFresh, have been left with a sour taste in their mouths after being charged for deliveries they say they cancelled. Families say they had to throw out the meals, which turned up unexpectedly, but the company behind the mix-up maintains there was no glitch with its ordering system. Ruth Hill reports.
Lower Hutt resident Frank McColl has a subscription to the weekly meal kit delivery service HelloFresh, but she skips most weeks unless she likes the look of the menu or she has a particularly busy week ahead.
At the end of November, I went through and I made sure that everything was skipped while we were away. And then while we were away, I got a text to say that my box was being delivered that day. And so I rang them up and they said that I hadn't skipped that week, even though I know that I've gone through and made sure that I had.
Mrs. McColl was told she should have taken a screenshot of her cancellation notice, but nowhere on its terms and conditions does HelloFresh give this advice.
Initially they said that I would have got an email if I'd skipped, which was incorrect, but then finally I talked to someone who said that I wouldn't, but that since I couldn't prove that I'd skipped it, they weren't prepared to give me a full refund.
Mrs. McColl was not alone in experiencing problems that week, with scores of other customers posting on social media about unexpected deliveries. Cambridge woman Susan Corum enjoyed a free trial of HelloFresh at the end of last year, but says she put deliveries on hold for the holidays. She was horrified when she checked her bank account the week before Christmas and saw the money had been debited.
So their solution was for me to gift it to a friend, and I said, well, you know, I'm not going to be here and I'm a single parent that can't really afford it and need to budget for it if I'm going to buy that kind of thing. So they went away and had a chat and then got back to me and said that the best they could offer me was a 50% refund, but they still had to deliver it.
The food arrived the day she was leaving on holiday, but most of it had to be thrown away.
Mistakes happen, but it happened to a lot of people, and it's superbly crap customer service just to say no, sorry.
Consumer New Zealand's head of research, Jessica Wilson, says if customers cancel their order with the required notice, they are entitled to a full refund.
The company can't try to impose unreasonable steps in the cancellation process either, such as requiring a screenshot of your cancellation request. If where it offers online cancellation process or cancellation through an app, it really needs to ensure the system works to make sure customer requests get through.
The average cost of a HelloFresh kit for a family of four for five meals is around $180. In a written response to RNZ, HelloFresh says it can't find any glitch with its operating system. A spokesperson says due to human error, the usual email reminding people to select their preferred meals for the week was not sent out 1 week in December. Once HelloFresh became aware of the problem, it was able to process last-minute cancellations and full refunds where possible. Where the weekly cut-off deadline had passed, the company made partial refunds to others as a gesture of goodwill. Frank McColl says she has never received a meal choice email, so that wasn't the problem in her case. And the company has lost Susan Quorum's custom.
Which is a shame because I loved it and the meals were great and I'm a terrible cook.
Consumer New Zealand suggests aggrieved customers can lay a complaint with the Disputes Tribunal. The Commerce Commission says if customers feel HelloFresh has breached the Fair Trading Act, they can complain to the Commission. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.